irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be here each and every Thursday live with you. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us on different nights, on different channels. It's pretty awesome. So tonight we have a very special guest. We have Sue Wagner. Dr. Pat, you're live on the air. Sue, you're live too.
Oh, hello.
Good.
Do you want me to go first or Pat, you want to go first? I just want to, I'm like the organizer for the Want Institute, which organizes all of Dr. Allen's groups, her business affairs. And currently me and Kelly is the person that you're listening to with Dr. Allen on the radio. We have started offering additional ladies groups to carry over the overfill from Dr. Allen's groups. We've been trained and have worked with Dr. Allen I've been with Pat for over 30 years. Kelly's been with Pat over 15 years. So we're very aware of all of her basic skills and her knowledge and her teaching abilities to get ladies out in the dating world to get that special man. We have our groups right now for July are full. We do have more openings coming up in August. It's Monday through Friday, variable times. If you want information, you can call the office at 949-723-0338. And you can leave your phone number or your email and I'll send you information. Or you can contact me via email at info@drpatallen.com. And that's info@drpatallen.com. And Dr. Allen is also available for life script appointments. And going over the high buy letters. Those appointments are available on Friday afternoons. You can email me or call me about setting up an appointment or any, if you want information regarding what life script is, I'm more than happy to send you information. And with that, I guess you guys, that's all I have to advertise.
Thank you so much, Sue. Awesome. Again, everyone, info@drpatallen.com. And hey, Sue, that phone number one more time?
949-723-0338. There is a voicemail. If you want to leave your email address, that way I can just send you the information via email and you can look at it and email me back. That's great. Or you can leave a voice message and I'll call you back.
I want to say something.
Okay, Dr. Allen.
You two ladies have studied with me for at least 3 years, and you are certified transactional analyst practitioners. I just want you to know that.
Yeah. Okay, we know that. We have that degree.
No, the audience knows that.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's great to know. That's good advertisement. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Sue, thanks for coming on tonight. Will you be back in a couple of weeks?
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sue.
All right. Sue Wagner, CFO, Want Institute, and she is the gal to go to get that data. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Hi there. Is this Brian?
It is.
Good. I didn't want to mix you up with Josh.
Yes. We definitely want to hear more from Josh, but it is Brian this time. So, I remember the advice you gave me last week about reaching out to the woman and finding out if she was dating this guy exclusively or not, and also the, even if he is, seeing if I can check in with her in a month or so to see how that's going, to see if she's available then. And I didn't do it until this morning, and she did tell me. Yes, she did tell me she is dating this guy exclusively. But when I said the check-in thing, she responded like, "Oh yeah, that's very, very sweet," and sounded like she would be open to that.
Good. So are you going to take her up on it?
Well, yeah, we'll see where things are in a month or two. But I did go on two, well, sort of dates. Well, one definite date, the other one more of a friendship thing. But the person who was friendship, it was really also to determine if there is chemistry there. And you know what? Communication is great. Compatibility, not so sure about. And maybe there's a little chemistry, but not as much. But the one that I went out with afterwards, there was definitely chemistry and, you know, I think definitely potential for more compatibility and communication. So I think the other one, the one that's more in the friendly, we're going to get together, you know, tomorrow. I still think that she's, you know, there's nothing wrong with being friends, although I wanted to check in with you with that. But I wanted to ask if this, okay, so at the end of the chemistry date, which lasted longer than I expected, she was kind of holding me in a warm way, but I said, okay, I'm going to give her like a peck on the lips as a goodbye. And she turned her cheek and I got cheek instead. So walking away, I was like, maybe I went for it too soon, a little pissed at myself. But then I thought about it.
Wait. Did she turn her cheek to you instead of her mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, that was simply a dodge for the first go-round. Don't take that rejection too seriously.
Yes, and I thought, did this fit in the Pat Allen, you know, dictionary as virtue, meaning, okay, maybe she didn't say it verbally, but physically, was she saying, okay, could that be an expression of virtue? Okay, I'm not going to do that fast on like a second date.
No, if she's a woman, that's what? If she's a woman, she may just do that to stay in charge of her chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I advise women, if you're not really feeling safe or whatever, please feel free to turn your cheek to him. You're not asking her to have intercourse or make love.
No.
So don't throw her away because she's following her feelings of newness.
Yeah. And also, he was in a parking lot, you know, not necessarily the most, you know, the place. I've even had other dates in the past where a woman said, no, I don't want like our first kiss to be there. And then we did it at another place and she liked it better.
She may have been in defensive, frozen state, expecting whatever's different. In other words, I'm saying don't react badly to this minor rejection.
Yeah, and then afterwards we texted some, and I realized she was just as positive and warm as she had been before. So it's not like she kept that up, although she did say some stuff about being busy, but she does have a recertification thing, so I didn't take that as a rejection too, but I do wonder about availability. But again, it was a very nice date. I think we definitely are doing, we'll see what happens, but it was definitely a good spot.
Give her another couple of chances.
Oh, yeah. I invited her out this upcoming weekend, but she's got this big certification test that I actually didn't expect her to spend so much time with me last week because, you know, she said, well, I'll have time to eat and that's about it. But then, you know, she spent over over 3 hours. So that was that was certainly more. Yeah,
and women chemically move slower. You guys feel your chemistry way more faster than we do.
And she had kind of, like when we were saying our goodbye hug, she kind of held my arms in kind of a warm way. So that's what made me push it a little bit more. So in some ways, it's like, yeah, I kind of left that, but you're right. It's a fairly minor thing, and especially with how she responded before. So, you know, I guess I've got her, and then I've got that one number three that I could reach out to again. She's a bit of a distance away, but since I guess the one that I'll contact in a month or two, she's not considered a one, two, or a three anymore, right? She's off the market.
Right.
For now.
You're courting.
Yeah. Well, I have to give the courting a pause on that.
You know what I say to women? Be passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Yeah.
My motto for men is compete, conquer, and control her male.
Mm-hmm. So how do I do that?
What you're doing right now, not getting rid of her when she's basically just in the new stages of sensing something sensual. Women may be slower than you guys.
And there may be some cultural stuff in there
and
too.
Religious and political and God only knows.
And again, I did some little things that I thought she responded to well, as far as, you know, little touching things, but not big, but little
I
stuff.
I don't hear bad things.
And she made
for a first date.
Yeah, and she made, and even though I told her the place we were going, it's a very casual place. She definitely dressed up too, and you know, she even told me how long it, you know, took to put herself together. I was like, she made quite a presentation. So I know the first date, you know, again, she's the one that's very into food. So she really, it was the kind of food she had never had before, and she loved stuff like that. So I think we could have a date in the future when she has more time. We already talked about it, of her doing some cooking and watching a kind of movie I like that she's certainly willing to check out too.
Court her till you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
okay.
Good. But definitely have to keep my eyes open for some other things too. Because I guess I probably have two right now, and I know you want three. And I would definitely have to look for other opportunities out there too. I'm definitely not off the market.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brian. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay. So nice to hear from Brian. He's progressing so amazingly. I think it's very interesting to watch his walk.
Hi.
Hello, caller. You're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, yeah, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. This is Tony. I called you a couple weeks ago about a girl I was dating in Europe.
What?
Can you hear me?
It sounded like you fell off the phone.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm on my cell phone, but I...
So what do you want to report?
Oh, I want to report that I took your suggestion. I took her on three dates. We spent some good time together But I was asking her a lot of questions. She even asked me, why are you asking me all these questions? I said, because I didn't say I just finished reading Getting to I Do. I learned so much taking the test, getting through the whole book, and I'm so glad I did that before our date.
The book book, Getting to I Do.
Correct.
Getting married or mated according to nature, science.
Yes, that's right.
So tell us what happened.
So it really seems like she wants to keep, she said she could not give me a guarantee that she wouldn't want children in the future. Now she's 40 and I'm 51 and I've already been married and have children, and I didn't really plan on having any more. But she wanted to continue dating long distance.
Why not? Because she wanted to see how it would meld into maybe your way or her way.
Well, that was the thing. I asked her, do you want to be cherished or respected? And she said she wanted both.
She wants both, but what's the priority? If she wants to be respected first, that's her being the boss, and you don't have any marriage or kids or whatever. If she wants to be cherished, she's got to respect you, and we don't know that yet.
Right.
Do you want to date her? How many times have you dated her so far?
So because we're long distance, I've gone back a couple times. She's come here. So we've seen each other probably 5 times so far. And she did mention
chemistry good?
Oh, it's totally good.
All right. Then that makes it worth the investigation. And what you answered her when she said, why are you asking me all these questions? I really like you and I want to get to know you.
That's actually what I did tell her. And she kind of opened up a little bit more and she asked me some questions. But one thing she did mention, because I said I may down the road when my younger son goes to college relocate. And she said, well, it sounds like you already have plans and maybe you don't compromise. Like, I wouldn't want to move to that state. So she wasn't willing to follow me. Isn't that a red flag?
It's a red flag, but it may really be pink. So do you want to date her until you're sure it's black?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I don't mind dating her until I make sure.
All right. Do you have any questions about dating her?
Well, I wanted to let you know, I started reading the book, The Spiritual Practices of Marcus Aurelius.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, so far so good. I really like it. I'm just only in the first 20 pages. It's a really good book. Thank you for suggesting that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that was good. I got that from your video. And then I also got the other book you mentioned about the addicted brain.
Oh, Craving Brain by Dr.
Craving
Rudy.
Brain. Yes, yes, ma'am. So I'll start that after I'm done with this book.
Keep on reading. Remember the phrase. Watch out for your words. They become habits. Watch out for your habits. They become your character. Watch out for your character. It becomes your destiny. Making money. Staying well. And mating or marrying for your life.
Right.
Are you interested in getting legally married or do you only want to be mated?
I think the mated would be better for me.
Because?
Just because I don't want to be in a legal contract.
All right. Okay, because you've already had your kids.
I have.
Marriage is more for the benefit of children. than it is for the people. Men and women both make money. But the responsibility for children really does require the breadwinner, which oftentimes men are, to really take, especially if they've been married or had their kids as well, the man is slower to assume that responsibility. Marriage is predominantly for women and children's safety and security. I find that men marry when they want to keep a woman for themselves. Mm. And that's a smart idea.
Yeah.
Men need to have a woman that loves them, whether it's a daughter or an ex-wife or somebody, because men, when they get older, that masculine virility oftentimes renders them not as healthy as an older woman.
Yes.
So continue your investigation because it's part of nature.
That's great. I wanted to ask you one question. So
what's that?
She said that she's pretty much an atheist, and we had some conversation about it, but I'm a man of faith and a spiritual person. Do you think that that would be a problem down the road if she has no faith like that?
If she ever has a problem, you'll both have issues. Remember, a well-done problem is a stepladder to heaven.
Hmm. Wow. That's actually beautiful. That's great. That's the quote.
Good.
Thanks, so, Dr. Pat. I appreciate you.
I appreciate your interest and reading.
Well, I'll keep you posted.
Please.
Thank
What's
you.
Your name?
Yes, definitely.
Tony.
Tony.
What did you want to say, Kelly?
I was going to say thank you, Tony. We look forward to hearing from you again. Keep us updated.
Thank you. Thanks for your service.
Bye-bye.
A spiritual man is a jewel.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I was just talking with one of my gals in my groups about being equally yoked with a partner. She is
Hello?
Jewish. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
I have a question for you. This guy...
I would love it.
He reached out to me earlier in the year through an online...
How did he reach out? Texting, letters... Touched your shoulder at a dance? What?
It was a dating site.
How did he flirt?
A dating website.
A dating website. Good, good guy.
Right. And then we actually had a really good phone conversation.
Good. You liked him?
Yes, I did.
But did you meet him, smell him yet?
No, I have not met him in person.
Then don't take it seriously until you do, because when we smell people and we're close to them, the chemistry in the families either blend or collide. If a dad is too much like the new man, mm-hmm. they're competitors chemically. if they're not a little like each other, they're aliens, like relatives.
Right.
So you can't decide that he's for or against a good deal until you get monogamy, continuity, and long-term goal the same. You both want to get married or you both don't want to get married.
So we were having that conversation, but then we could not meet because he had to leave town.
Well, that happens. That's life.
Right. And then...
Well, is he coming back or is he dead?
So I actually, he left town and then I left town. So we've both not been in town for a while. And so I...
What's wrong with
that? The area. I'm back in the area and I'm just wondering if I should send the where did you go?
And did he talk about getting together when he came back and you came back?
Yeah.
So at that point, it's a matter of you seemed enthusiastic about getting to know me and dating. Where did you go?
Okay, I can do that.
As long as he talked a little bit about being attracted to more dates.
Yes, he did. He did say that he would love to get together in person. He just never...
Then you refer to that. You said when the date, if you have the date, on such and such a date, you said, I want to get together when I come back. And you said, I do too.
Right.
Right? Did you say that?
I'll check the messages again, but if I believe I did, we did.
You both got the message that you liked the date you had.
Right.
Well, then you've justified the question. You said on such and such a date that you had a good time and would like to do it again. Where did you go?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, refer to his enthusiasm.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Good girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Call again.
Thank you, caller. Okay, Dr. Allen, I'm going to check in with Sam and see what's shaking at the switchboard. We've got another call coming in. All right. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to dive into the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. I want to remind everybody to go to our website, www.drpatallen.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You can listen to chemistry, compatibility, and communication. You can also sign up for our newsletter that lets you know everything that's going on in Dr. Pat Allen's world and the Want Institute. WantEyeStore.com is where you'll find our products, including Dr. Allen's stellar new book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And we have a Facebook question, Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen, long time listener. I am a 67-year-old male, and my wife is 53. Our children are grown, and we're empty nesters. I would like to play more golf and go sailing, but my wife has no interest and seems to get angry with me when I want to do that. How would I approach my wife and use the tools so it doesn't create static in our home? I can still go and play, and she can have her own time too. What tools would I use, and how would I
time
to that?
A time. What you say to her, you have every right to have likes different than mine. I've asked Joe Blow or Sam Louie if they're willing to play golf with me. And they said yes. So I want us every week to put in some eye time in our calendar, like whether it's Saturday afternoon or Tuesday or whenever, so that you each get to be I and then be we with other people virtuously, golf, tennis, bridge, whatever, and can maybe blend together as a couple families. I, we, and us are the way lives go together and are apart. So schedule every week, schedule your social I time, we time, that's your date night, and us time when you have the family over or you have a barbecue in the neighborhood. These are all important. Remember the following. This is probably the most important thing I could say to anyone. To be a very healthy, balanced human being, you've got something, you need something alive to love, whether it's a human, whether it's a dog, a cat, or a fish. You need to share your life with another living creature. That's number one. Number two, you have got to have a purpose. And here's where I recommend Marcus Aurelius' spiritual teachings of a gigantic spiritual editor, power man in Rome. And he's written a book, or he wrote a diary, really. And it's been edited by a person into The Spiritual Teachings of Marcus Aurelius. And the biggest thing that he and I promote, you've got to have purpose that helps you and other people. Something lovable, whatever it is. You volunteer at a hospital, or you go check an old person in an old people's home, or you do something else. So something living to love and share love with, some purpose that helps human beings, starting with you and ending up with whoever you end up with, and something to look forward to. I'm going to have a birthday party for JoJo and have the neighbor in. Something to look forward to. So that's, you don't have to be a symbiotic, glued together couple to be married or mated. You have each individual personalities. It's okay to do I time. It's okay to do we time with each other, and it's okay to do us time. And these three categories, I, we, and us, are really well defined in my book. It's a man's world of things and a woman's universe of oxygen. We ladies love to breathe and talk to each other, and you men. You men like to do things that produce some kind of success for you or your family or the neighbors. So let's get into I, we, and us.
Awesome, Dr. Allen. He is listening and he says he's going to use that those tools and he's going to do that. Okay, good. We have another Facebook question. This one comes from, okay, here's what she says.
What did she say?
I am the recipient of a high buy letter. He must be a Pat Allen man. I'm not sure how to respond Yeah, I'm not sure how to respond to this hi bye letter, Dr. Allen. When a woman gets a hi bye letter from a man, what is going on there? She has a follow up statement. She says, he broke up with me.
That's right. That's what a hi bye letter from a man to a woman is. It's exactly the same thing, except it's the following. I'm going to give the directions for a hi bye letter. You use a hi bye letter, what? You use it if somebody dumps. What did you say?
I said, that's perfect, Dr. Allen. I think we need to hear that.
Okay, good. You commended me for doing it, so I'm going to do it. The hi-bye letter is for the following times in your life with somebody. Could be a mother, a father, a kid, a cousin, a neighbor, whatever. It's when you want to share a termination letter to a relationship, or you have done a termination letter and it was a mistake and you want to undo it. That's what this man is talking about. He's given her a hi-bye letter. Is that right, Kelly?
That is correct. He has given her a hi-bye letter after breaking up with her.
That's exactly right. And that hi-bye letter may be an indication of his indecision and quandary about whether he wants to continue relating to you. Or it may be a comfort letter. This is what a good man will do. If you hi-bye him, he may very easily commend you for having the courage to love yourself as an individual before you love anybody else. And that's a good deal. So a hi-bye letter consists of information that was positive between you. Physically, mentally, emotionally, socially. And then the pain that rose in the relation because your needs were not met or his needs were not met and he wanted you to know it. Or he wants to come back or you want to come back. Or it may be a flameless negative, I don't want you to come back, and I don't want to come back either. So I'm going to give you the paragraphs of a hi-bye letter. But the motivation for a hi-bye letter is to say goodbye or to say I made a mistake in leaving or I want to come back or I don't want you to come back. It's whatever your motivation is. Now watch what the steps are and write them down. Step number one is everything you liked about him or her when you met. That's the chemistry check. Did you feel good? Did you feel good with them? That's the first paragraph. It could be short, it could be long, but that's what it is. The second paragraph is the pain of saying goodbye or the pain of saying, I want you, I made a mistake, I don't want us to split up. So the first paragraph is the beginning pleasure of your relationship, whatever it was. The second paragraph is the pain that's being created by the negative aspects of the relationship. I really liked you, except you drank too much. You see? That's the second paragraph. The third paragraph is, I don't want to lose you. I still have feelings for you. Are you willing to investigate us again? That's positive. But negative is, I appreciate your high bye letter, but I'm done. I just don't have the chemistry anymore, and I wish you well. So that's the I don't want paragraph. Now here comes one. What do I want? I want to be with a woman that wants to be a wife, not a career woman. Or I want to be with the man that wants me more than the kids he has with Lulu Bell when he ranks second, third, or 25th. So the third paragraph is what you don't want that you're getting in mind with in this relationship. And the fourth paragraph is what you fantasize you do want that's different than you're getting now. Now, if you'll notice, those four paragraphs are either, hi, I want you, I made a mistake, or bye, I thought you were it, but you weren't, so bye. Or, thank you for your informative letter saying that you haven't been getting what you want from me. And so, the last paragraph, the fifth paragraph, is the bye letter, the bye message. Because of the top three paragraphs, I really don't want to be in a marriage-bound, monogamous, continuous relationship with you anymore. Could be as serious as, I'm going to be seeing a lawyer to divorce you. Or it could be, thank you so much for reading this explanation of why I did what I did and terminated us. I made a mistake. Are you willing to reconsider my mistake as a jump, you know, into the fire accidentally or on purpose under bad advice or whatever? So those are the five paragraphs of a hi, I made a mistake, come back, or a bye. I'm not getting what I want. I'm not happy with what I've got. And so I'm saying goodbye here, and I wish you well. Okay?
Perfect. Perfect, Dr. Allen. We have another question from Facebook, and I'm going to read it to you. Here's what the lady
says.
Read
it to me.
I dated a man 6 months ago. I stopped communicating with him because he would expect me to drive him and he wouldn't want to pay for dates. He's been contacting me a lot for the past 6 months. He's asking me to be friends and he wants me to set him up on dates with friends of mine. And he also proposes that he sets me up with his friend. I'm confused with his request. How do you explain his behavior?
Number one, he's cheap from what you say. He doesn't want to contribute to the dating service. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So he wanted a codependent relationship and you didn't.
She says that is correct.
Oh, you're talking for her.
Yes, I am.
I mean, I'm not. Yeah, okay. But he likes your personnel around you. So he wants you to give him the names and numbers of people that you like, because you take care of yourself. He wants to be taken care of.
Right.
So what you say to him, I appreciate your respect for my choice of friends, but I'm unwilling to give you any private information until I talk to them and tell them how I felt about your not contributing money to our dating. What else did he do? I don't know. But that you would maybe ask them if they want a contact with him, but they will be told your experience with them, with him.
Right. That he wanted, yeah, that he wanted her to drive all the time and didn't want to pay for dates.
Honey, he wants a codependent relationship. He's not done weaning off his mother's breast.
Yep, that's for sure, Dr. Allen. Oh, we've got another one. They're coming in hot and furious tonight with Facebook. Dear Dr. Allen, I have a dating profile out there. And I've had
that's
a lot of
good.
Men who have...
Do you know what's who good have about little, that?
Yeah. What's that? She says, a lot of men with erectile dysfunction have contacted me. I want to put in my dating profile that I do not want a man who does not have a working penis. Can I put that in? And I want to know whether or not they have a working penis before I accept a date.
That's called the hi-bye letter. I just described the hi-bye letter.
Oh, on the dating profile, she wants to know if she can say she doesn't want a man that has an unworking penis.
I understand. It sounds like she has chemistry for him, but they're not compatible.
Right.
So
when
if
she's
she only
creating
wants
her-
him. If she only wants him as a friend, he might be perfect.
She wants to know if she can say in her profile that she only wants men with working penises.
I think her
like on
her,
like on her
Bumble.
Yeah, like on her Bumble page.
I got news for you. I have no problem with women in companies like Bumble or Hinge, if they say, I like you. You see?
Right. So she can definitely say what she doesn't want.
She can say it if she writes the hi-bye letter. Thank you so much for being interested in me. But from what I understand, you are dysfunctional sexually, and that's incompatibility with me. I want a vibrant sex life in a monogamous, continuous, aiming towards marriage relationship. And do you fit that bill?
Got it.
It's called the truth.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to talk live to Dr. Allen. Here's another one of our Facebook girls. Our Facebook girls are going crazy tonight. Dr. Pat, a few weeks ago, my boyfriend of 1 year told me that he cannot reciprocate my feelings and that his love for me is platonic. I'm very confused as this seemed to come out of nowhere. We were in what I thought was a happy...
Wait a minute. He's platonic.
He's saying she's saying her boyfriend says his love for her is only platonic.
Well, then she's never had sex with him and knows it.
Well, she goes on to say.
Or she's, okay, go ahead and read it. Maybe the answers.
Okay. She says, our relationship is polyamorous. We're married to other people. Is he done with me? I want to be with him. How do I get it back the way it was? He's 51. I'm 44.
What he's saying to me is he started out wanting her sexually, usably. He was a man who used women as things, seminal receptacles. And now he's done using her. And he wants to go out with other women. But her mistake was in giving him a friendship with perks. And because of that, he can't fall in love with her virtue. She's a usable object, a seminal receptacle.
Ah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I think she owes him a high bye letter. Thank you for using me sexually. It was fun, but I understand you're bored with me now, and I don't want the pain of being dumped by men that use women. So I accept your platonic, but for me, it's forever unless you're engaged to me with a wedding date.
Ah, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Allen, I am an alpha woman. I know I'm an alpha woman, and I want to be the feminine energy, but I'm very, very confused as to how to fake beta. I know you mentioned you fake beta all the time. Can you explain faking beta?
Oh, faking beta is, in another world, I call it dumb blonde. Let me give you an example. I had a 5'2" blonde as a day is long, cute as a button, brain surgeon, who could not get a man to date or marry her. And do you know why? Because she looked like a normal, quote, dumb blonde when she was a genius. So you know what I told her? From now on, in your apps and your little whatever dating services you run around with, put that you work in a doctor's office, which is totally true. It just happens to be your office. Men are often afraid of powerful but beautiful women because they expect the beauty to be usable sexually. Oh, come on, honey. I bought you dinner. Come on, let's go home and have sex. That's friends with perks, a new rage in the marriage world. What I say is, thank you so much for being sexually attracted to me and I to you, but I've made a commitment to myself. I'm 25 and I want to build a relationship into a marriage. So I can't afford to bond and fall in love with a man who simply wants a seminal receptacle to dump his semen in. I understand you're afraid of powerful women. You want a woman that you're not afraid of, who doesn't have the power you have in education or money or whatever. So I'm going to tell you the truth that doesn't scare you. Got that?
I've got it. And I have two lawyer ladies listening at the same time. So they are understanding what you're saying. And they're all saying, we're doing that. We're going to do that. Okay. And we have another question.
How many women are giving sex free, no commitment, no bonding, to men that talk a great show? Oh, do they talk a great show? And I'll divorce my wife, and I'm going to marry you, and I love you. And it's all con. Con.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, this one says, I do not understand the concept of duty dating. Can you please explain your duty dating concept, Dr. Allen?
Well, there are Fridays and Saturdays in the week, aren't there?
Yes.
Are there Fridays and Saturdays?
There are Fridays and Saturdays.
Sometimes nobody calls. That guy you met in the gym, he didn't call. He was busy. So there you are, Friday night, Saturday night, and then this joker from the gym, another guy, calls you up and says, what are you doing? I have nothing to do and I want to take you to dinner. Will you do that? What should she say? Oh, I'm not in love with you, so I can't possibly date you. She says, I'd love to have dinner with you. And that's a duty date. It's when you act like you're willing to consider romantic dating, but you may not get there because you've already met him and there's no chemistry. But there's the basics of a decent human being. Basics of a decent human being. Therefore, mm-hmm. you say, that sounds wonderful. I didn't have anything to do, and this is sounding good.
Yes. Beautiful.
And
okay.
You know what? Some of those non-romantic relationships turn into romantic relationships.
Yes, especially if we're picking with our ears. And that's our next question. Dr. Allen, what do you mean by picking with your ears?
You're listening to him and he says, God, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. Why? Oh, I got a little bit of a drinking problem, so I didn't show up to work today. But you don't mind that because you're really well employed, darling. And I'd love to be your wife. Got that?
So when they're picking with their ears, Dr. Allen, what are they listening for? She wants to know, what am I listening for?
They're looking for women with low self-esteem who want to mother them into shape.
So what does a good man sound like?
What is who? The man sound like or her?
No, a good man. What does a good man sound like?
A good man sounds like, you know, I've seen you at the gym a number of times, and you've smiled at me sometimes, and I worked up the courage to ask you, are you willing to go to dinner after gym?
Oh, okay.
See, I tell women, good men will not approach you if you don't look them in the eyes and smile. They won't. Good men will think you're married. Good men will think you're mated. Good men will not interfere if you look down or look sideways. So may I recommend... Mm-hmm. To every eligible, dateable woman, would you please present yourself eyeball to eyeball with a desirable man that you pick with your ears when he asks you out, so that you can start answering his questions, which are, how come a lady like you not married? Oh, you were a career woman and you wanted to get your career going first. So now you're a woman with a career, not a career woman. Oh, I'm a career man. I haven't dated seriously because I want to have a good deal to offer a woman. So what are you doing tonight for dinner?
Nice. Okay. Okay, we got a complicated one here. You ready?
Okay.
My ex, who I've been on and off with for 10 years, reconnected in July of 2021. I am a masculine woman. He wanted sex, but I kept saying no. He kept coming back every 8 weeks. He agreed to be monogamous, but not committed. He still keeps coming back and asking for sex. He's an alpha, powerful, rich. I'm new to Dr. Pat, and I keep going back to my masculine and pushing him away once we start talking. He's not able to cherish me for this reason. Should I write a hi-bye letter? What can I do to overcome this? It's been 6 weeks since we spoke.
Number one, when there's a date, a man has 8 solid weeks to ask you out for another date. And the problem with alpha women who want respect more than cherishing is they can't stand the anxiety of waiting. So they call him up and they say, where have you gone? We had a good date. I gave you sex. Wasn't that good enough? And therefore he knows you gave it to him and you could probably give it to somebody else while you're with him. So the truth of the matter is men con for sex, but they look for virtue for committability in marriage.
I agree, Dr. Allen, 100%. So let me see what else we've got on here. Okay. Dr. Allen, I'm a gay man, and I have been in my youth quite promiscuous. I want to change that in myself, but I find myself lusting and lusting after men that I know are not good for me to be involved with. How can I curb this sexual addiction? I know you are a sexual addiction specialist, and I'm not sure what to do.
Okay, I'm going to give a lecture. Every baby that's born is feminine to start with for a minimum of a week, which is not very long. But as soon as the mother picks up the baby boy's Y gene, she and the baby boy co-create testosterone. And for the next 20 weeks, not full birth, but 20 weeks, the two of them work to get that baby girl into a boy's body. And sometimes they do a good job and he gets there and he's a boy, 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 boy. And sometimes he's halfway girl and halfway boy, could have both a vagina and a penis. In fact, I read an article a couple days ago. There was a 70-year-old man that had to have an appendectomy. And when they got inside of him, he had a womb. two. So the first thing I want to say is there is nothing abnormal about a normal gay person. Everybody's female, and the ones that turn into boys are converted into boys because the mother created the SRY gene, and they co-created the boy, and sometimes they didn't get as far as they should, so the boy was stranded between boy and girl. Now, what do you do when you're stranded between boy and girl? You get to decide, just like an alpha, do I want to be respected for my boy part, or do I want to be cherished for my girl part? Now, you're attracted to men because obviously you're more male than female. Because if you were really more female, you would go to places where gay people go to entertain themselves and flirt with men that approached you, asked you out, flirted with you, treated you like a woman, because you were part female. So with that in mind, stop talking about gayness as being an illness. Gayness very, very often is a part of generation of cells. So do you want to chase men, which you sound like you do? Then chase them. Pick them with your eyes. Negotiate. But remember, the men that you chase have got to be more female than you are. Otherwise, you're going to collide. I don't want. I want you to be with somebody that you say, I want to go to the zoo today, so how do you feel about that? You treat them like I teach you in my books, Getting to I Do, except what you do in this case is you change the names in the book so that one is a masculine name and one of them is a feminine name, and you have chosen or biologically are more masculine than feminine because you said you like chasing men. There's nothing wrong with chasing men if you're gay, and there's nothing wrong with men chasing you if you and he are gay. Gay is a natural process of gender identification, and we're just starting to get in touch with the fact we not only can use the same bathrooms, we can even be men or women sexually. If there's a psychological reason for you to want to be with a woman, find a woman who's masculine. They're the same as a masculine man. Flirt with her. Let her have you. I deal with gay people all the time, but I treat it as a choice.
His question is, he feels he's an sex addict, but he wants to settle down to have a long-term monogamous relationship, but he thinks he's a sex addict and he doesn't know what to do about it.
No, what he is he's ashamed. Many, 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 many gay people are homophobic. Homophobic. They don't ever want to do the pride parade. Do you see? I'm telling him right now, spot your man, probably younger than you are, and treat him with feelings. Tell him what you want, make commitments, and ask him how he feels about it. come on, read my book, but change the names to one male and one female in every story. And when you come to the book, it's a man's world and a woman's universe. Everybody's partially male. Everybody's partially female. And that's what you're talking about. But you're phobic. You're homophobic. And that's wrong. Gayness can be as normal as anything else. Got it?
Got it, Dr. Allen. Okay, let's see what else we've got. Shigan. And I'm checking Sam while I'm looking at our Facebook questions. See if we've got any calls. And one of our questions is this. Dr. Allen, I am having a problem with my 7-year-old son. He's very angry and backtalks me since his father left us. His father left 8 months ago. What do I do and how do I talk to him? He's not quite 10. But I want to respect him anyway.
Beautiful.
But the anger is starting to frighten me.
I understand that. Remember, a mother or a mother figure is a mirror to a son under 11 and his manhood. It is hideously important that a mother respect a son who's aiming into 11 years old. And for a girl, she needs to be fathered with comfort with a girl in his life who's 8 years old. Boys need to be respected by their mother by 11, and girls need to be cherished by their father or father figure by the time they're 8 years old. So I'm going to put on this tape because this is being recorded. Here's how you talk to your son. Do not tell him what to do. Get in that bedroom and clean that bedroom, young man. No, 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 no. Son, you have a right to not want to clean your bedroom, but neither do I. So how about you clean your bedroom and you'll get your allowance. And if you don't clean your bedroom, you don't get the allowance this month. So what do you think? Allowance or clean the bedroom? Is that respect or is that not?
Yeah, 100%.
What?
Definitely. I think that's respect, definitely.
Yes, that's respect.
He's saying he's angry now, and he's acting out.
I know that. He's acting out, and here's what you say to him. You have every right to be upset and angry about something. Are you willing to share it with me, and I see if I can do something to help you and I feel better? What do you think, son? Never ask him what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. Always ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions, and what you can do to help you and him do better, to feel better.
She's been reading your book and how to talk to him in that way. And his answer is, you and dad have done this. Dad has left and he never sees me now. Maybe you are the one that's making him not see me. Maybe you are the one that made all of this happen. I hate you.
You have a right to hate me. You have a right to blame me. How about we join the Boy Scouts? How about we read a book? There's a book, and it's called Iron John by Robert Bly, B-L-Y, poet. And it's about fatherless boys. A man is a role model for his son. A wife is a mother role model for his daughter. So he's blaming you for not being able to control his dad. And that's understandable. But you have to ask him how you can help you and the boy do better so he can feel better. Boys need to do good to feel good. Girls need to feel good to do good. And dad is the one that does the umbrella over her pain.
So
there's
do you remember that old...
There's a book by Dan Siegel, a wonderful child psychiatrist, UCLA professor, and it's called, let's see, I'm going to get the, well, it's good. It's Raising Children. What is it?
Is it Brainstorms?
No, it isn't. That's for teenagers. Have you got the book Brainstorm? Look inside for the books. There's
I don't
books
have,
about
I don't
raising.
Have it.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna
I don't
restore.
Have it.
One moment.
All righty. Perfect. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to dive into the hot seat with Dr. Allen and get your questions answered.
I'm here. I'm getting the page.
Okay. Great.
Here it is. Okay. Parenting from the inside out.
Oh, that's right.
That's
right.
Understanding can help you raise children. So there. How do you like that one?
Perfect. I love that one, Dr. Allen. That's perfect.
And here's another one. The whole brain child. The whole brain. Remember, the right lobe is feelings. The left lobe is thinking. But
okay, now
from the inside out.
Now we have another question from a mom about her son, and here's what she says. My son is 6 years old.
Okay.
I am a single mother. My mate died when our son was 8 months old. I work a lot and I have my boy. And he doesn't really have a role model. It's just him and I. I haven't gone back to dating. I feel I'm still grieving. I don't want my son to not have a good role model. And I also notice that my son seems very fearful of everything.
Yes.
How can I help my son?
Role model male is dead.
Right.
May I recommend church?
Yeah,
church,
I think that would be great. Dr. Allen, do you
church.
Remember the old program called Big Brothers?
Yes, I know. I don't know if there's still an operation, but I know Boy Scouts is.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Brothers might be in that area. But I know that any good church of any denomination has some way of helping families have picnics or do something or go to church or read a book. In other words, this kid has been traumatized.
Yeah.
His father has died.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the book says parenting from the inside out, it means a woman needs to respect her son under the age of 11 so that he feels respected, and a father needs to cherish his daughter under the age of 8.
Right.
And if you've got a teenager, read Brainstorms, because those dudes are dangerous. They're hopped up on dopamine, and they're killing us.
Exactly.
And the book tells you why, because they're doing a dopamine. We have neurotransmitters, and one of the big ones is dopamine, which is an upper. And teenagers do not produce the amount of dopamine that they want, and so they go out and shoot people, do things strange with animals. I mean, Brainstorms is the right name for the book.
Perfect. Okay. We have a young lady. She says, Dr. Allen, I was raped and molested when I was 7 years old.
Okay.
I have a pattern of being sexually promiscuous with men and getting into relationships that tend toward violence. I want to know if you would recommend EMDR or the transcranial magnetic thing for my problem.
I want to say bigger things than that. When a little girl is sexually stimulated before her first period, she produces a hill of androgen, and it impacts her brain. She produces too many receptors for dopamine. She becomes a sex addict biologically. Do you understand that?
I do.
Kelly? Okay.
Yes, I do understand that.
So EMDR is wonderful. And I will give you the international phone number in Austin, Texas, where they will tell you centers near your home. So here it is. And Kelly, feel free to take it down.
Got it.
EM International Association. It's at 3806 Mesa Drive, Suite 360 in Austin, Texas. And its phone number is 512-451-5200. Email info@emdra.org. Or www.emdria.org.
Got it. Okay.
So with that in mind, it is normal for this woman to be hyper dopamine. See, dopamine is an upper. Norepinephrine is a downer. Serotonin is a comforter. Oxytocin is a gluer. Women run their lives by their neurotransmitters. Men run their lives by their intuition in the neocortex.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes. Okay.
So
we had a question.
Did I answer your questions?
Yes. She says, yes, Dr. Allen, thank you. I'm going to call EMDR. Okay.
By the way, TMS is an upgraded. This one is where you've seen your child run over by a truck. I mean, it's worse than sexual abuse. You know what I mean?
Right.
And these people are very suicidal. So if there's any sign of suicide, then you would do best to investigate. Now, I can give you I'm flapping pages, so I sound like I've gone off the planet.
Take your time.
Oh, good. Anyway, TMS stands for transcranial. That's right lobe feelings, left lobe thinking. Electromagnetic, that's the E. M is the electromagnetic TMS stimulation. That's where they put a cap with electrodes on your head and they run electricity through your brain to desensitize the excessive dopamine that's driving you cuckoo. Got that?
Oh, got it. So would you say that something in a case like that, you would be able to do the EMDR and the TMS at the same time?
You wouldn't need to. They wouldn't do that because TMS is for suicide and danger, and EMDR is for pain and PTSD.
Gotcha.
So it would interfere. But you can't even take medicine with TMS because it will interfere with the electricity going through your nervous system.
Right, right.
It's a tremendously, I can give you a magazine that describes what it is. If you're interested, do you want me to get the magazine, yes or no?
Yes, get it, because she's listening right now, Dr. Allen, and she wants to see
okay,
what...
Okay, then I'm going in the other room, so sing a song, Kelly.
I will tell everybody what's going on in our world. www.drpatallen.com is where you go to sign up for our newsletter, and you can listen to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communications absolutely free right now. If you're looking for some of Dr. Allen's materials, books, DVDs, and audio, you can go to wantistore.com. There's all kinds of amazing things there, including the DVD set about dating over 50. Our newest book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Hello.
Hi,
okay,
Dr. Allen.
Here's the magazine. It's a certified scientific magazine, and it's called Science, and it's October 4th, 2019 special issue.
Oh, okay.
And the article is on, I got the wrong magazine. I got to get it. One moment.
That's okay. www.wantistore.com, and you can find all of our stuff there. Don't forget, we've got signups for our ladies group, and Dr. Allen is also doing live scripts, and she's doing high by letter critiques. You reach out to info@drpatallen.com to sign up for that or get more information or book your live script or high by letter appointment. You can reach out to Sue again at info@drpatallen.com. And I want to remind you that the Want Institute keeps us here on the air with you all so you can ask your questions. And the Want Institute is a 501c3 not-for-profit educational corporation. Your donation is 100% tax deductible. Reach out to our CFO, Sue Wagner, at info@drpatallen.com about donating to the Want Institute with your tax-deductible donation. Okay, Dr. Allen, we'll be right back.
Hello.
Soon. Hi, Dr. Allen. You're back.
Hi.
Yay, okay.
And the article, it's on TMS. But I got the wrong copy of the Science magazine. So now, there we go. I don't want to take... Oh. Kelly, can you entertain until I get it?
Of course I can, Dr. Allen. I've got
you. All right, there. I'm gonna do it because it's important. One moment.
You betcha. Go for it. 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen is getting us a special edition of Science Magazine, which has information on it for our Facebook question regarding a trauma. And Dr. Allen wants to get us that information so anybody who's feeling trauma would be able to reach out to the TMS headquarters to find out where in your city you would be able to obtain TMS therapy, transcranial magnetic stimulation. It is supposed to be quite incredible with what it's doing to help people who've had serious trauma.
I got it. And
perfect.
It's Science Magazine, but it's the 23rd of August, 2019. And its subtitle is Unraveling Suicide. Scientists look for new ways to save lives. And this TMS is described in details. It's insured too now. So it used to be $10,000 for a Zippo, but now there is insurance coverage for it. So I'm giving you the page, but it's TMS, transcranial electromagnetic stimulation.
Right.
Here we go. I'm just flipping the pages. Here it is. It's on page 741. There, I can't give you more details.
Okay, well, you know what? I can look up. I believe there's a center for that.
If there's a center for it, I mean, what city is she in?
She is, let me ask that.
Yeah, ask it because I can give her a referral.
Yeah, she is in San Francisco, California.
That's pretty close. So there's a TMS center, and I'm turning it in my book right now. Here we go. This is TMS Center, and it's Dr. Shamer Debneth, 2100 Sawtell Boulevard, room 206. The number is 424-261-8448. Dr. Shamer Debneth is the director there. So if he can't do you, he can tell you something, but that's it. Okay?
Okay. So what it actually does, according to what I've read, is that it helps the brain produce serotonin and lower cortisol, Dr. Allen. Is that correct?
It does what?
Helps the brain produce serotonin and reduces the production of cortisol?
That's exactly right. What it does, let me show you what it does. The right lobe is into feelings, and a person is really suffering, right? So their numbers are way up over 100. But their brain solving the problem is down at 50. So what the machine does, and it's a machine, what the machine does is it runs energy through the brain till both sides of the brain are working together electrically. this magazine says, Unraveling Suicide, Scientists Look for New Ways to Save Lives. And this is state of the art. What?
Fantastic. Oh, here's another question, and it's regarding suicide. Interesting. Dr. Allen, I've been listening to your show now for about 8 months, and I noticed that Robert Storr is usually on the first week of the month. I was listening last week, and I didn't hear Robert. My question is, will he be on next month? And is there ever a time when someone can call in when Robert's on the show to ask him any questions?
Kelly, that's an answer you've got to create.
Okay, what I'm going to say is this. We hope we have Robert next week. It would be fabulous, next month. And if we do, and you call in on time when Robert's on the show, we will definitely let you ask him a question. Believe we have a caller, Dr. Allen. Let's take that now.
But I want you to hear me. Wait a minute. Robert, I told him to pick his own Thursday because he's lecturing all over the country. He's the director.
Perfect.
Yeah. What's perfect?
Then I'll contact him and I'll find out when he's time.
I already gave him permission to tell us when he wants to do it. And that's
perfect.
That's the contract that you're looking for now. Okay?
Precisely, yeah. So let's take our caller. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I have a question. My name is Penelope, and I have a question because I'm kind of feeling a lot of self-doubt about a relationship that I was in, and it's kind of left me a little confused, actually. I had dated a man.
Does that start with your mom and dad?
Okay, yes, let's.
Was your mother a woman or a man? Was she a energy person? Did she want to do good to feel good? Or did she want to feel good to do good?
My mother was definitely a female persona.
Okay.
Very old-fashioned.
Okay. Good. All right.
And my dad is a man's man.
Good. And they're together.
My mother is deceased. My father is still living.
Oh,
he has
died.
A new wife.
Okay. Well, that's...
But they were still together till the end.
Good. So
45
years for you. Wow.
Well, so I was married for a very long time, 25 years, and my husband left me to go with another woman. And so I have been kind of going my own way for quite some time. And I recently met a guy that I actually was willing to take a chance on because
good.
I know from my
marriage. You respected him?
I did, very much so. He reminded
me
a bit of my dad. My dad was a self-made man, and he did well for himself. And this guy kind of reminded me of him. And so I went ahead and I took a chance. I was kind of ready for that after about 12 or 13 years of being single, raising my daughter. And so I took a chance and we dated for about 6 months and then he just suddenly broke it off. It was really weird. And I was like,
How old was he?
He was a little bit older than me. I'm 61. So he was about 63.
But do you do understand that he was now going down in testosterone and the estrogen in his system was causing him to become very, very sensitive and emotional?
Right. But the interesting thing was we communicated really well, but he had these strange, like he tried to say, well, in the first time we dated, He broke it off because he said that he didn't feel like I was taking enough initiative in the relationship. But I was trying to be the woman.
He wanted you and to be a bigger man.
Yes, I felt like that, but I didn't want to be. I wanted to be cherished.
I know that, dear, but do you understand that your estrogen is going down? Have you gone through menopause?
Oh, yes, at 45.
I understand that. Having gone through menopause, you have depleted your estrogen, and for that reason, doctors often put patches of testosterone on your body to rev you up so that you do still want your husband, but he's gone. And besides
right.
that, he's female now.
Right. So I was trying to still be the female, although I am a strong, I'm definitely an alpha female. I take more after my dad than my mother. So I know that. I have identified about that, about myself. So I did not want to, I really, really enjoyed his company and I really liked him. So I tried to really make sure I was the female personality. And he would make plans, and even if they weren't plans I really loved, I would still go, and I would tell myself we're going to have a good time and all of these types of things, and everything was going well. And then one day he just literally broke it off in a text message and said,
I think he went female on you.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, I hear you.
He went female.
So then. Okay.
And the book on that, listen to this. The 40 to 60 year old male, a guide for men and the women in their lives to see them through the crisis of male middle age. Michael E. McGill, PhD.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm listening to everything you're saying.
Okay. So it's a lot of what's going on with you is nature.
Okay. I get that. So I just took it. I'm mature enough. I said, well, okay, I guess I wasn't it for him. That's fine. And he's very close to his mom. His mom is a very strong presence in his life still to this day. And so
his mom is a man.
Yes. I have met her and I kind of feel that energy from her. And so she still wanted to like kind of be friends with me, and that was fine. And then some time went by about, oh, I would say maybe through the COVID thing. And then the next thing you know, he had moved and he had bought a new home. And she said he was having a housewarming party and she really wanted me to go with her. He lived about 2 hours away. And I was trepidous. And she said, oh, he really would like you to come. And so I kind of thought about it for a while. And then I went. And he was so happy to see me. And he was very welcoming. And he was like, I don't know why. He was very apologetic and said he made a mistake and he thought maybe we could try to date again. And so
what
I said, I thought it over.
For is that you would want to marry him as a man.
Okay.
Do you
so
want
I went ahead.
Your wife
I was
or not?
Right. So I went ahead and I took a chance and I dated him again. It was very slow.
Good.
I wanted to take it slow because of what had happened the first time. And so then
right.
We dated again. We had some good times. We went on some out of town adventures and we did some things together that were really fun. And he talked about this
for you. Was he a good woman for you? Did he respect you?
He did respect me, but I always felt there was a weird underlying thing. Like, he expected a lot. Like, he lives 2 hours away. He always wanted me to go there. He always wanted me to do whatever he planned.
Whoa. Do you understand? I've just been teaching you, and you listen to this podcast, I've been teaching you that much of what you're going through is nature.
Right. And I realize that because I know that men go through changes.
Do you want him as your wife? That's the question.
Right. No, I really didn't. I wanted him to be the male and I wanted to be the female.
Darling, listen, Yoo-hoo, I'm telling you, nature is now helping him live by his feelings, not his thinking. And you are talking to me right now as if you're not hearing me say, do you want this man to be your wife, not your husband?
I did not want that. But
then why
the end of the story is
out and date a younger man.
Right. At the end of it all, we dated for about six months again, and he broke it off again.
Are you keeping your body in shape because men pick with their eyes?
I am. I'm actually very, no one ever knows that I'm actually 61. I'm in really great shape physically.
Very good. Is there any man chasing you now who's 10 years at least younger than you?
No. And perhaps I'm giving off.
Are you flirting with younger men that might really like you?
I'm really not. I live in a rural area, so I don't really encounter a lot of men. So I just kind of just going day by day. But after I dated him again,
that you have your husband as a wife, not a husband.
Right.
Please.
Well, it just ended because he decided that, once again, I wasn't taking enough initiative and I wasn't doing, I guess, what his expectations were, which honestly, they were not really very clear. So he broke it off again. And I kind of just felt to myself foolish for taking a chance on him again. And I don't know what the 6 month mark is, but
I want you to understand this is a man that needs to be with a strong masculine woman. He's trying to be with his mother, but you're the second choice. So if you have friendship between you, why can't you let him be your wife?
Well, I might have allowed that to happen, but again, he broke it off. And then afterwards, I found out that.
Go back, write up a hi-bye letter and apologize for your mistake. Disrespectful mistake.
Right. I think I was a little disturbed after he broke it off with me the second time, because after that, I found out that when his mother would go to his home, she would sleep in bed with him. And I thought that was a little weird.
Okay, you're giving me more and more data to support my position. Do you want him to be your wife?
No, I do not.
Well, then, would you please look for a younger man that's horny for a mature but good-looking older woman? They're out there.
Okay. I can do that. I will definitely try that.
I want you to do that. And I want the gay man to get off his homophobia and chase men that he likes until he gets one.
Got it.
Nature's trying to help all of you. I'm simply a scientist that's giving you the data behind the fantasy. I'm not fantasizing. I'm giving overviews of science.
Got it. Okay, well, that's really good information, and I'm so glad that I called, and I will definitely tune in again next week and give you updates.
Dear God, I'm 87 years old and bubbling with rage and fun to tell you what I know.
Well, I feel really good that I called because I'm feeling a little bit better. Maybe I missed the mark in the relationship, but at least now, going forward, I know what I need to look for.
That mark in the relationship is gone. You're in a new era.
And with that new era, we have to say goodbye. We're out of time. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. So do it.
Do it. Love you all. Take care. Until the next time we're together. Be safe.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.